Hello, and thank you again for calling in to the Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff Chapman, and I would like to encourage you in God's Word today. You know, we have a lot of different perspectives on who Jesus is in this world. You have extreme radicals that take things to almost a ridiculous extreme. And then you have extreme liberals who take the gospel to its most ridiculous extreme of loose living and light living. And I don't think that we can ever be too extreme in our love or obedience to Jesus. But man can add to God's word, or man can take away from God's word. And it clearly says there in the book of Revelation, in the last few verses of the Bible, it warns about a man that would take away a part of the Bible, or that would add to a part of the Bible. It said if you would add to the Bible, God would add to you plagues. If you would take away from the Bible, God would take away your part of eternal life in the book of life. So let's just look at a Jesus today. Let's look at who Jesus is. And which Jesus are you obeying and believing? A popular Jesus that is preached today in America and Pennsylvania and where we live and all over the United States, some people call it an American Jesus or an American gospel, which is not the biblical Jesus. Here's what some look at Jesus as. They want a Jesus who will give most everybody a place in heaven after they die, as long as they've tried to live a good moral life. They also want a Jesus who really doesn't claim to be the only way to heaven. That would be too extreme, but he's one of many ways. Also, there's a Jesus preached that he didn't really say much on earth. If you go and survey people, what's something Jesus said? Most would say, I believe the only thing he really told us was don't judge each other. They also have a Jesus that is preached today that told us to all be tolerant of each other's differences. That seems to be the popular today to preach tolerance. And they also want a Jesus that might be, they might want to say that he's the only way to God, but he doesn't require obedience. They'll teach that Jesus can be Savior without being Lord of all. And they also want a Jesus who will accept you into heaven if you'll just say a prayer and ask him in your heart. Doesn't matter how you live afterwards, as long as you pray a prayer and you seem sincere, God will take you to heaven, no matter what happens after that. This is a Jesus that's popular today that we're talking about, but he is not a Jesus that's real. This is another Jesus, a false Jesus. Paul warned us that there would be other Jesuses preached, and they're not the way to God. They're false. They're created in man's image. You know that the Ten Commandments, first commandment was, thou shalt have no other gods before me. The second was, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. You see, Jesus did not allow, God, Jehovah God, did not allow us to have another god, an image of some other god. He wanted us to worship the true God in spirit and in truth. But men made idols, golden calves, and many other shrines and such like. But God said you can't create these images and bow down and serve them. But today it's popular that men have created, a god to suit themselves. They've created a god in their own mind who is tolerant of their sin, who doesn't require obedience, who's not the only way to God. He can be Savior but not Lord. And this is a breaking of the second of the Ten Commandments. But the biblical Jesus is the one I want, the one the Bible talked about, the one that really lived, the one that really died, the one that really rose again. He died for our sins, but commands that all turn from sin. Matthew 7:21 says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. We also have a Jesus that asks us to carry our cross. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Matthew 16:24. It says in John 5:28 that God is going to judge us according to our works, not our prayer that we prayed. It says, marvel not at this, but the hour is coming in the which that all are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. So it is important what you do and how you do it. You see, our eternal destiny depends on which Jesus you believe in. And only this biblical, real Jesus can save us and get us into heaven. And we must correct the errors in our society today of false Jesus and false Christianity. We must follow the real Jesus. Matthew 5:8 has a solution to this problem. It says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The real seekers of Jesus will find righteousness when they hunger for it. Well, these are some good thoughts to think about. I trust that you're serving the real Jesus, that you have a desire to be holy and to obey him. If not, you can fall on your face today and you can repent and ask God to help you not create a God to suit yourself, a Jesus to your own design, but that you would get in the gospel and you would seek the Lord while he may be found. We'll bless you today. If you'd like to leave us a message, 099 will open up the voicemail. God bless your day and seek the Lord.